Good Erev Shabbos. It is time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors for today. Series sponsor for the year, Mendian Sikor Fishman, Schools for Chayyar, Kabak Sikor Fredel, in memory of Rebbe Lord Jonathan Sachs, or Yaakov Ben Aryeh Dev, Ben David Aryeh. Also, this week, sponsored by our dear friend Michelle Diamond on the 30th anniversary of the yahrzeit of her mother, Iris Berman, Aleha Shalom, is Neshama Shalav and Aliyah. Thank you, Michelle, for all that you do. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Here comes that siren. Shabbos is coming. It is time to get ready. Today is not Friday. Maybe it is on the secular calendar. On our calendar, the Jewish calendar, today is Erev Shabbos. And we have been learning, we have been studying the Beyam Derechach, Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern, on his new Sefer on Noam Shabbos, the beauty, the sweetness, the deliciousness of Shabbos. We left off last time by talking about the fact that Shabbos is not simply the absence of work. We don't simply withdraw all that to do and all that we have to do, but rather it is revelation. There's a light of Hashem which is able to shine through. That's the ultimate oneg. There are so many pleasures that are involved in Shabbos, and there's so much preparation that goes into the pleasures of Shabbos, from shopping and cooking and cleaning and setting a table, from the clothing, the wardrobe, the fashion. There is so much external oneg that goes in, so much we imbibe, we eat, we drink, we rest, we enjoy, and that oneg is beautiful, and we look forward to and count down to Shabbos for it, to enjoy it, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely something right with that. But in the hierarchy and the prioritizing of the different levels of oneg of pleasure, those aren't the highest levels. The highest Shabbosi oneg, Shabbos Kodesh HaNeshama Mikabelas, or Tzach Tzachos, Himagila Shava Ulatainig Nifla. Says Rav Yitzchak Meir, the greatest oneg, the greatest pleasure, the greatest joy of Shabbos is not of the body of the flesh, but is the joy of the soul. Is feeling unencumbered, no static, no background noise, that we're able to get the signal directly from Hashem. We're able to feel His presence. Ein od milvado, there is no one and nothing but Him. We're able to practice a level of dveikus and bittul. We can attach ourselves and cling to Him. We can nullify ourselves to Him. We can realize that as much as we are enjoying and nourishing and nurturing and pampering and indulging the body on Shabbos, something we look forward to and long for and often pay for the whole following week, but as much as we are enjoying the oneg of Shabbos, the highest oneg, the real and most authentic oneg, the most lasting oneg, is when we actually carve that space to feel the presence of Hashem. To be uplifted by singing, by zmiros, by a tish, by an oneg. To share divrei Torah, to have a geshmach chavrusa, where we're not competing, nothing's buzzing or beeping or taking us away. To be engrossed in conversations where we lose all sense of time and the clock. That is the oneg. To feel Him, to be in love with Him, to feel connected to Him, directly with Him and through the people around us. Ein od milvado. Koach ha'emes, ha'aras ha'emes, that light, that illumination, that revelation. There is no one and there's nothing but Him. Zu ikar avoda pnimis b'Shabbos. That is what we're trying to do. Everything else is to promote that. Everything else is to be conducive to that. So whatever l'chaim we're making, whatever food we're enjoying, whatever shluf we're taking, whatever game we're playing, all of that is to clear our mind and carve that space so that we can feel the presence of Hashem. Ulezem mechavenes ha'aras ha'Shabbos. That's what the light of Shabbos is directed towards. Lis'alos be'emunas ha'borei uvedveikos bo. To elevate and to enrich and to ascend in our connection and our faith in Him. To reattach ourselves to our anchor. To come back to where we came from, to the source of it all. All Shabbos long, we drift. There are winds and there are waves and they take us out. And they make us think that that's important or that matters or we have to get that. All week long there are waves and there are winds that confuse us and that bring chaos to our lives. There are things we have to get done. There's an income we have to earn. There are to-dos we have to take care of. Shabbos comes and we can drop that anchor. We can return to our source. We can practice dveikus and bittul and come back home to Him, connected to Him. That's the ultimate of Shabbos. So sadly and tragically, so many, not you and me, hopefully Friday, we're turning Friday into Erev Shabbos, our chevra, our chabura, but we all need to work on the fact that we invest time and resource and energy into the external of Shabbos, into the physical, material oneg of Shabbos. Like I said, the menu and the cooking and the cleaning and the shopping and the preparing and the setting up and the delicacies. But all of that is to promote the most authentic connection, the greatest oneg, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to go through all the external but not to experience the internal. It'd be like spending all this money on a wedding, on a simcha, having the finest and the best of the food and the music and the decor. But the chasan and kala aren't really in love and don't really spend any time, don't really communicate their connection, and don't really feel a bond. What was it all there for? You don't get married as an excuse to have a wedding. You have a wedding to be able to feel the marriage. Shabbos, all of that wedding, our decor and our food and the music of our zmiros, it's all there to make us fall in love, to feel connected for that romance, that energy, that electricity. That is the menucha of Shabbos. He writes, Ravitcher Meyer, V'zui ha-menucha amitis, k'mo sha'anu omrim b'tfila, yakiru v'anecha v'yedu, ki me'itcha hi menucha sam, the al menucha sam yakdishu es shemecha. That's what we say in our davening. We say, yakiru v'anecha v'yedu, Hashem, may your children, namely us, may we see and recognize and know, ki me'itcha, from you comes menucha. Menucha is not the pillow or the mattress top. Menucha is not the REM sleep. Menucha is not the passing out after the chalant on the couch or in bed. Of course, that's menucha. But the highest menucha, ki me'itcha, comes from you. The serenity and the peace of mind and the confidence and the clarity that you are in our lives and that everything's for a reason and what matters and what counts. V'yal menucha sam yakdishu es shemecha. Through that most authentic menucha, through the most genuine menucha, through the menucha which is about you, not about the physical, that's how we sanctify your name. Ki ha-menucha lo chitzoni es bilvad. Menucha is not just external, el be'ikra menucha pnimis. It is internal. Menuchas nefesh ha-mamen ha-boteach. It's when our soul is at peace. So many people's soul is suffering. Our souls are anxious and scattered and broken and divided. Our souls are struggling. Shabbos, menucha, menucha. We know you're there. We feel your presence. It's not competing. It's not enough to keep Shabbos on the outside. I'm not doing borer or tochein. I'm not doing bishul. I'm not sorting and I'm not grinding and I'm not cooking. As I said, we spend so much time on the minutiae and the details of the laws. We spend so much time on the cooking and the serving and the cleaning. But do we spend enough time investing, leaning in to the relationship? Taking those deep breaths, feeling his presence, reconnecting with him, feeling the serenity, the tranquility, the peace that comes from knowing he's in charge, from submitting and surrendering to him, from practicing dveikus with him. That is the mission, that is the goal. Now this week I had a meeting with somebody in a park, sitting outside. That was the place they chose. And we met, and it was an important, heartfelt, and I'm grateful for that conversation. But the whole time we were having it, there was a lawnmower, some equipment, that was unbelievably loud. So while we were meeting and the setting was serene, but the noise, that background noise, made us both scream and lean in and listen and created a sort of tension, a static throughout our conversation. And towards the end, finally, whoever was operating that equipment finally shut it down, turned it off, and with it the noise. And all of a sudden, you went from this hum, this noise, it was just quiet. And now we could hear each other. Now we could have a conversation. And there's a relief. There's a relief, there's a serenity, there's a tranquility that comes with that quiet, finally. And I thought to myself, that's what Shabbos is. All week long there's a background noise. All week long there's static. All week long, to speak to and hear Hashem speaking to us, we have to scream over the noise of work and to-do and technology. And then Shabbos comes Friday, we light candles. Come Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, we turn it off. There goes the static. There goes the noise. There's a quiet, ooh, what a relief to my ears, but what a relief to my soul. Now that's not enough, because in that quiet you could sit there staring and you're not communicating, you're not actually spending the quality time. The noise is what creates that opportunity. So Shabbos doesn't automatically lead to a closeness with Hashem. Shabbos gets rid of and purges the noise. It sets the stage and gives the opportunity so that we can have that quiet, so that we can have that conversation. So that we can have that conversation. It doesn't happen automatically. We need to then invest ourselves to be able to do that, and then to take from Shabbos to bring that the whole week. You know, we can have that serenity and that peace and that revelation of Hashem and the Einon Milvado. You could turn off the noise and the lawnmower even during the week, but we often don't. So we save up on Shabbos, we build up on Shabbos, we take and we carry it from Shabbos, and then it carries us for the entire week ahead. We should be zocha, may we merit to lean in to not only the physical menucha, the shluf, and the delicacies and the beverages and the drinks and enjoy each other's company, but may we lean into the serenity and peace of mind of knowing Hashem is in our life, to feel His presence, to have the happiest, the holiest, and the healthiest Shabbos and Mirz Hashem together. Have a fantastic Shabbos. I am bum 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 I Shabbos. Chavit Shabbos Kodesh. Turn the rest of your Friday into Erev Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos, everybody. Oh,